Today's other headlines, a federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from requiring that voters prove their citizenship. President Trump had requested that federal voter registration forms require documentary proof of citizenship, like a passport. But District Judge Colleen Collar-Catelli found that to be a violation of the separation of powers, writing that, quote, the president lacks the authority to direct such changes. The decision is a blow to President Trump and his allies, who argue that such a requirement is necessary to ensure trust in the nation's elections. Ohio and Virginia are both moving closer to new redistricting plans ahead of next year's midterm elections. A Republican-led panel in Ohio adopted new House districts today that would help the GOP party gain two additional seats in Congress. And Virginia's General Assembly, led by Democrats, advanced a constitutional amendment to allow for redistricting ahead of next year's vote. That measure requires one more legislative step before it can go to voters. They join a growing list of states pursuing redistricting efforts in a nationwide battle over control of Congress. The FBI says it thwarted a potential terrorist attack in Michigan this morning. Director Kash Patel announced on social media that multiple people were arrested for allegedly plotting a violent attack for the Halloween weekend, but he provided few other details. FBI agents were seen carrying evidence out of a home this morning in Dearborn, which is a suburb of Detroit. Local police say they knew about the operation and assured residents there was no immediate threat to the community. Turning now to the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. The death toll from that devastating storm has climbed to at least 50 people across Haiti and Jamaica. At least 10 of the dead in Haiti were children, swept away when a river overflowed its banks in the southern town of Petit-Goave. Some residents lost entire families.
The water suddenly came rushing down on us. There were seven of us at home, and only two survived. We had three young children and two elderly relatives we couldn't save. The flood swept them away.
In Jamaica, views from above the southwestern town of Black River show nearly all the buildings destroyed or flooded, including the area's hospital. More than 60% of the island is still without power today. People crowded supermarkets and gas stations to fill up on supplies. Many roads to the west remain impassable, making it difficult to transport urgently needed aid into the area. What's left of Hurricane Melissa grazed Bermuda last night and is losing strength as it makes its way across the North Atlantic. In the Middle East, the Red Cross says it transferred the remains of three people to Israel today, but it was unclear if they are deceased hostages. Also, hospital officials in Gaza say that Israel returned the bodies of 30 Palestinians today. Doctors at Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza confirmed the transfer, but say they're struggling to identify the remains without proper DNA kits. The handover is the latest sign of progress in the otherwise fragile ceasefire. Radio Free Asia is suspending its news operations today. The nonprofit broadcaster is also closing overseas bureaus and laying off employees. RFA had been operating with a skeleton staff since President Trump moved to cut its federal funding earlier this year. The ongoing government shutdown has only added to its budget problems. Radio Free Asia was founded in 1996 and has been one of the few independent news sources in that region. Its president today held out hope that it could return in the future. Starting today, YouTube TV subscribers are no longer able to view any Disney content on that Google-owned streaming platform. That includes major networks like ABC, ESPN, Nat Geo, and others. The blackout is due to a failure by Disney and Google to reach a new licensing deal. In a statement, YouTube acknowledged viewers' disappointment, saying, quote, "We continue to urge Disney to work with us constructively to reach a fair agreement that restores their networks to YouTube TV." For now, though, consumers who want to watch those channels will have to do so on Disney's own platforms. On Wall Street today, the market closed out for the month of October on solid footing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added about 40 points on the day. The Nasdaq rose more than 140 points. The S&P 500 posted a modest gain to close out six straight winning months. Still to come on the NewsHour, David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the government shutdown and the week's political headlines, the latest on the jewelry heist at Paris's Louvre Museum, and how horror movies might help us psychologically prepare for real-world threats.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.